FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and we are live at the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference. This is day two. A lot of interesting companies, a lot of poorly named companies like we've talked about before, but don't be misled by the names. And, of course, our good friends at Miles Franklin are a major sponsor here. And Ryan Irvin is with us now. And, Ryan, tell us about you, about your company, what you're doing here.
I work with Keystone Financial. It's www.keystocks.com. We're an independent financial advisor. So by independent, I mean the companies or the stocks that we cover don't pay us to be covered. We have clients across Canada and the U.S. that pay us to find them the best small cap and dividend growth stocks. And those companies, we don't have an affiliation with companies. We don't do financing for companies. So we're completely independent. Our sole loyalty is to our clients who pay us, like I said, to find the best growth stocks out there in the market. And we look for growth stocks with cash flow earnings and good solid revenues and a growth story to them going forward. We definitely like companies with strong balance sheets, a ton of cash in the bank, and no debt. And we look for those type of companies and the companies that we're looking to recommend to our clients.
And do you see any of those type of companies here? I mean, there must be 300 companies here, so you're kind of putting them through a sieve. There's obviously a lot of companies here that probably shouldn't even be listed on the exchange. For some companies, very speculative long shots, but companies that you're describing, you see any companies like that here?
I'm going to be perfectly blunt with you. 99% of the companies at this conference, we wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. It just doesn't fit our criteria in terms of we want cash flow earnings. These are very much exploration companies. We think you can find a company with as much upside as your, you know, moose pasture in Saskatchewan that you're trying to buy here that's going to find the next great diamond mine. You can buy that company for 50 cents, and it has an actual business, an actual product, and they actually are growing their cash flow over time. And we have the same upside in a company like that with limited downside, because part of the investment game is not only having a company with the upside, but it's limiting your downside. And we do that by buying companies with assets. And I can give you some examples of, you know, some TSX, even venture listed companies. You know, they're trading at, say, a buck, but they have a great business with a great balance sheet and limited downside and all the upside that you'd be buying with that proverbial moose pasture.
Before you give us any names,
no problem.
Just tell us how you filter them out. What type of criteria you use, what your model is for separating the proverbial wheat from the chaff, if you will.
It's an excellent question. I'll tell you, we basically have no lives. So we sit at home and, you know, sit in our office, and we go through twice a year, myself and another analyst at Keystone, go through 3,000 companies in Canada. And summarily, we dismiss about 95% of those companies, because our criteria, you're looking for revenues on the top line, cash flow and earnings on the bottom line. If you don't see that, then we're not even going to take a look at the company going forward, because we can find those companies at reasonable valuations that provide the type of upside that we're looking for. So you look at that. Then we obviously look at the business. We want to see what the company's doing and whether there's a growth trajectory over the next 1 to 5 years. So growth, then you say, okay, is this a good business? Yes, it's a good business. Is it trading at a reasonable price? We can find some great businesses, but they're not at a business we'd like to buy. So when we look at that stock symbol, we know there's a business behind it and it's trading at a reasonable price. We find that company, we interview the management team. We love management teams that have a significant ownership stake in the company. So, you know, 10 to 30% of the business, then they are pulling on the same rope as you as a shareholder. They will pay a dividend because they get paid through a dividend. They will do the right things. They don't issue shares because it dilutes their interest in the company. They grow out of cash flow or cash on hand, which is what we like to see in an investment long term. So you do all that screening process. at any given time, we can find two or three stocks in the market that we like to buy. So our strategy is to buy. You don't buy just one small cap company. It's too much company-specific risk, or two companies. You don't buy 30 either, because then you just bought the market. You might as well buy a small cap ETF and call it a day. That's it. So we buy, the sweet spot is between 8 to 12. We'll build that portfolio for our clients over a 8 to 12 month period, and we will buy a couple stocks, you know, over every 3 months, good quality companies. You want quality over quantity, and you have to stress that in the research that we do. And if two of those companies do poorly, which if anybody tells you they can pick every company that does well, I'd run away from them. But if seven of them do well, which we've, you know, we've had a track record in that range over time, your overall returns have been strong over time. We can't promise that going forward, but we're going to use the same methodology as we have for the past 18 years, which has been very provided our clients with excellent returns.
Okay. And so I'll give you a for instance here, because you look for real companies with real earnings.
Yes.
So we have like a First Majestic.
Yep.
Great company. They got real earnings. Now, so Keith Neumeyer, great manager. Nobody can take issue. But he's got, and the company has sponsored the show in the interest of full transparency. He's got First Mining Finance, all right? Company that doesn't really have any earnings yet, but has a lot of gold, a lot of ounces in the ground. And he's a proven manager. And that's also a company that has sponsored this show. How do you draw a line in that type of situation?
Well, I mean, we look at it, we would any other company, right? The company's done well in terms of growing its production and growing the cash flow over time. In the commodities business, you can have an excellent management team. You can have an excellent balance sheet. You can be growing cash flow. If the commodity itself goes against you, cash flows are inhibited. Everything shrinks. So, I mean, it's a high risk, high potential reward type of business. Now, we would only put a spec buy on a company like that in the sector because, like I said, you have a great management team with that company. We followed the company. It's done well over time relative to the sector. Now, if you wanted to have exposure to the commodity that they're producing, right, that is a good company to purchase. But you have to be in a cycle, as opposed to like the businesses that we look at. You know, one of the best companies we bought long term is a company called Boyd Auto Body. We bought it at $2.30 8 years ago. Today it trades at $85. All they do is fix cars. It's simple as crap, right? But yeah. when you dent your car, when your car engine goes, you need to get from A to B. You go fix that. So, I mean, it's a business that we've got tremendous returns on over time, but it's not a cyclical business. So if you're going to invest in a company, like a lot of companies at this conference, and there are some that produce that we have looked at that, you know, offer, if gold goes up, they do well. And you know, at $1,200, if they're all in sustaining costs or $850, they're still making good money right now. And there's a couple of companies here that have decent fundamentals in that perspective. Well, you just have to know that if your outlook for gold is a positive one, that is the time to buy. If it is negative or even flat, there's a lot of risk in these, mine-specific risk in the companies and the commodity-specific risk. So you really have to pay attention to that. We would buy a company like that as a trade, not as a long-term investment.
Got it. So tell us about companies that you're excited about.
Okay, well, I'll give you one today that we've been covering for 2 years that is an excellent example of a totally orphan company on the TSX Venture that gets no coverage. There's no other analyst covering them right now, which is what we love. We started recommending it at 20 cents, good solid earnings, cash in the bank. It's called Photon Control, and I'll tell you what they do in a sec. That we re-recommended them a year and a half ago at 40 cents, then a year ago at 65. It's at just a buck, 99 cents, in that range right now. Now, they are a business that is powering the Internet of Things, which is a topic you hear a lot of these days. Semiconductors in everything from your toaster to your fridge. I mean, your toaster is probably going to tell your fridge we have no toast or you need toast, and then they're going to order it from Amazon Go, apparently. But all these devices... Yeah.
And then they're going to call Homeland Security and turn you in as a terrorist, right?
It may happen. It may get to that extent. They'll be tracking you with a chip in your shoe. But you know, the proliferation of devices that can talk together. Well, this company... build optical sensors that are used in the production of semiconductors, right? So that's the backbone of the production of semiconductors. A semiconductor is in all of these devices. So we've seen record earnings for the last 3 years from this company. The cash in the bank, they have $30 million in the bank for a small cap company with no debt, zero debt. They, like I said, that $30 million, they have 100 million shares out, so that's 30 cents per share. You got a buck that you're paying for it. So you take out the cash, you're really paying 70 cents. They had 8 cents in earnings last year. We do a multiple off that. So they're trading at around 9 times earnings. There's growth next year. This company has the highest backlog in the history of the company heading into the fourth quarter. So we know there's a record fourth quarter coming. And that, you know, the market's not paying attention to it. But, I mean, the share price is going up. But you're still trading at 9 times and the market's trading at 20 times, right? And you have a great balance sheet. You have a growth outlook. The sex appeal there is that, you know, they're a backbone for that Internet of Things, the growth that you see there. So those are the type of orphan companies that we love to look at and invest in for our clients long term.
Right. So you like these underfollowed companies.
Little gems, yeah.
That are coming in under the radar screen, if you will. So how do you find them?
Well, we literally, like I said, we have no life. We go through 3,000 public companies twice a year, myself and Aaron Dunn, who works with Keystone with me. And, you know, we alienate our friends and family in the process. We go through that, you know, that's 3,000 companies. You look at the MD&A, so the management discussion. Get rid of all companies that don't have earnings. Then you go through, when you find those ones that have earnings, trade at reasonable valuations. We'll pick up 50 usually in a year. Then we'll interview them. In a given year, we can probably come up with, from that 3,000 list, about 10 to 12 stocks that we really like. And we'll buy those over the course of the year, recommending, you know, one or two every 2 months. And, you know, it's quality over quantity that we're looking for. And that's the way we've been successful for the past 18 years, and we're going to use that going forward.
Oh, it sounds really exciting and interesting approach to finding those hidden gems. And is there a cutoff as far as market cap that you look for?
In our small cap research, you know, in the U.S. it's about $2 billion, but in Canada it's really, you're looking under $500 million. But you know, we'll do anything from $10 million to $500 million if there's value there, and you know, enough liquidity that our shareholders, our clients, sorry, can buy in. Then we'll look at any company at any market cap. Really, if we think we have growth going forward from that business, and we can outstrip the market in terms of the returns that the market's going to do that year, we want to hit home runs with these businesses, right? So if there is good growth there, we won't want to restrict, but we're typically, you know, if you're looking for a company with no analysts in Canada, it's going to be $500 million and under in market cap.
Interesting. And in the U.S. it could be, who knows, it could be multi-billions.
Yeah.
In the U.S.
Yeah, in our coverage in the U.S. I mean, one of the things we just did to find companies down there is the OTC has a QX market, which would be equivalent to, in terms of disclosure, to the TSX Venture. So good disclosure relative to, the OTC bulletin board, which we don't touch. But, you know, there's 450 companies there. We went through all of them. It took us about a month, you know, in really looking and digging into them. Found two companies on that exchange right now that match our criteria. Recommended them in October to our clients. You know, so varied were the businesses. It's crazy. Like, one of them, we chuckled when we came across it because the company makes karaoke machines. I never thought I'd be an investor in a company that has karaoke machines, you know, that sells karaoke machines, but they don't just sell one or two karaoke machines. Last year, they sold 1.5 million in the U.S. Tremendous seller through Amazon. Tremendous. Walmart was one of their biggest clients. You know, tremendous growth there. They sold, you know, about $50 million last year in sales, $60 million they'll do this year. They were trading at a PE, a price-to-earnings multiple of about 8. So we bought them at 40 cents. They're about 60 cents now, right? So we picked up a good gain on them already. But, you know, it's all about the fundamentals, the growth that's in the business, and we see good, strong growth going in that company going forward. It's called the Singing Machine. So if you look at it, that's what I said. Very unique business, but who cares? It made us money. It's making cash flow. Don't care what it does, really. If it's making great cash flow going forward, it'll make us money.
All right. Well, you're making me want to go sing and go out tonight and do some karaoke myself. Anyway, Ryan, just tell us again where we find you, internet, how we connect with you on the web.
Yeah, our corporate website is www.keystocks.com. You can also follow us. We're on radio at www.pennystocks.fm. You can find us both at those two places.
All right, Ryan. Right. Well, and you will find a link on our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Any questions, comments, send me an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. Twitter feed, @KerryLutz. And you find us on Facebook, Farcebook, Fakebook, whatever you want to call it, Financial Survival Network. Ryan, wish you the best of luck. We're definitely going to be following you, and we will connect with you again in the future. And, hey, keep us posted on any stock finds you have.
Kerry, it's been great to be with you. We'll keep doing that research, and we'll have some unique companies for you next time.
Thanks so much.